Welcome back to another episode of Harvesting Jackson's Best, powered by Harvest Solar. If you're new here, this is a weekly segment on WKHM to highlight the incredible people and businesses that make up the foundation of our great community. I'm your host, Jennifer Gallant from Harvest Solar, joined today with Chad Gore, owner of One Source Solutions. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about who you are. Are you local to Jackson?
Born and raised right here in Jackson.
Wow.
So, yep. Haven't ventured out too far away from home. So, we're just a homegrown family business right here in Jackson.
Very cool.
Yep.
What's One Source Solutions? What do we come to you for?
So One Source Solutions is a restoration and a remodeling company. So we help homeowners, business owners that have had any troubles or any type of water damage or fire, mold, those type of instances, any type of storm damage that may happen to your home from like recent storms that we've been dealing with. Fallen trees that may be falling on your home, any type of thing that would make the wind to take the shingles off your home or anything of that nature, we could come in and take care of those problems for the homeowners or business owners. We're fully licensed and insured. We have general liability insurance as well as pollution insurance. So we kind of cover the gamut of repairs.
Yeah, very cool. And I think that's such a relevant thing to bring up as the weather we've dealt with in the past, 5 years, especially recently. I feel like we had that major ice storm where trees were falling like crazy.
Yep.
And everyone was without power. And, water damage, that just happens out of nowhere when you leave. You're not ready for that type of stuff.
Yeah, especially with power outages. A lot of people have sump pumps in their home. And when you lose power, well, there goes your ability to pump that water that's filling up those sump crocks in your home. And before long, it's just going to start filling up. So unfortunately, those type of instances happen.
Mm-hmm.
We got all kinds of equipment to take care of all those problems. Trash pumps and different types of electric pumps and gas-powered pumps and drying equipment, everything that we need to take care of those types of problems for homeowners.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's huge. What would you say you are dealing with most right now?
Right now, we're dealing mostly with like a fire job that we've been working on for about 6 months. Homeowner had a loss, and it completely took out the majority of the home. We ended up having to go through and completely gut the home down to the framing.
Wow.
and then start over again. And so there's a lot that goes into these homes to make sure that it's done correctly. And also with inspections that we get involved with different municipalities to make sure that these issues are being resolved and taken care of. That way, when they do come back home, none of these issues are there. So it's really a big thing, especially if we get into types of like mold jobs, for instance. We don't actually do any of the actual testing of the air or the sampling of if there's any type of bacteria that may be found inside the walls. We actually call an independent company that comes out, and that they do all the testing for us, and then they'll generate a report, and then they'll give us a scope of work that we actually have to go by, and like a detailed itemized list of things that we need to do. And so that kind of covers the homeowner, business owners from things that may arise from these jobs. And that way it protects them and it protects us too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not writing up the scope of work. We're relying on this independent company to come in, and they're the ones that suggest or write the protocol on what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that means a lot to the fact that you're like, we want to bring in the experts,
right.
Not that we're not, we know we deal with this stuff all the time, so we're familiar with it, but we want you to see that we care that much to bring in this outside third party, no affiliation. They're not going to help us out in any way. They want to make sure they give the most accurate reading possible.
Right. Right. And also it helps out to these homeowners because a lot of times people don't understand how their insurance works. you know, they don't have a really good person to really kind of break down their insurance policy and explain it in detail what gets covered, what doesn't get covered, because we'll come in and we'll say, hey, this is how much it's going to roughly be, and then their policy is, you know, capped out at a certain amount. And so it's difficult sometimes for the homeowners. They'll see it and they're very frustrated because they're like, we paid out all this money all these years. We finally made a claim and now they're not covering these certain costs.
Yeah.
So it's very important for homeowners to actually have their insurance policies reviewed and actually have somebody that's competent and explain it in detail. So that way when these things do come up, they know what they're going to be up against.
Mm-hmm.
For all those guys out there, just you've had the same insurance carrier forever, it's always good to have somebody else look at it and to have a really good handle on that, especially with like update and insurance, because sometimes these policies, if you have just like a broad coverage and it caps out a certain amount, and if there's anything that came up where like updates, like with codes and things of that nature, if those aren't in there, the insurance company won't cover those costs. But
wow.
If you have that policy in there, so if maybe you needed a new electrical panel or something else that went awry with maybe some electrical or plumbing or be it whatever, you just want to make sure that you're being covered, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's really important. And also we're very it's important for us to actually stay ahead and keep up on training and certifications and things of that nature. I've been at this for like 5 years, and right now we have two more certifications to go, and me personally, I'll be triple master certified in the IICRC.
Wow.
Which is a pretty big thing. These instructors tell me there's probably only about 500 people in America with it.
Wow.
So,
and we have you right here,
right,
in Jackson.
Right. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So I've been really going back to school and taking a lot more certifications, and just so that way we can provide a really good service to these people that are having these issues with their homes and businesses. So
yeah. And when these things arise, I love that you bring up the point of, like, look at your insurance policy and have a good handle on it, because you don't want something to happen, an emergency, something that you're not expecting. You know, I'm sure that family did not expect their home to get burnt,
right,
to get burnt down. So you're not expecting that flood to come in. You're not expecting the power to go out, and you're, like you said, your pump's not working and it's raining for 5 days straight. You know, you're not expecting those things to happen. So having a good grip on that beforehand, like that's such a helpful suggestion.
Yeah, especially some of the homeowners, sometimes they try to take care of these problems themselves and they end up causing more problems because of it. Most people don't know that different types of mold will actually grow within just a couple days, like
wow.
72 hours. This thing starts to happen and you can't usually see it right away. It's usually like behind the walls, behind cabinets, things that they think they got it dried up, but in all reality they didn't. They just, because mm-hmm. they have no way to get access to these certain areas. And so that's where we come in, and we use different types of meters and thermal cameras, and
wow.
and so we kind of really pick it apart and show them, like, hey, this is what's going on. And and then when we do find the things going on, we bring the homeowners' attention to it. You know, we document everything. And so it's really important to have somebody come in that's skilled and with the training and knowing how to take care of these problems.
I mean, that's huge that you are going back to school and you are striving for, you know, I want to learn as much as I can to help my customers and make sure I'm doing the best for them. Like that's awesome.
Yeah. And especially like with mold jobs, it's such a health concern. We just had somebody recently I went into their home and they said that they've been living with this type of bacterial growth in their bathroom for years.
Wow.
And it was black on the ceiling above the shower. And and I peeked my head in, and I came right back out, and I told the homeowner, I said, yeah, you got a problem. And I says, how's your breathing? He said, my breathing is terrible. And I said, yes, because mold releases MVOCs, which is microbial organic volatile compounds, which is cancer-causing. Oh. And so you can have all kinds of these health problems and not even know that you're really being exposed. They just think it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really concerned for this particular homeowner, and I said, well, at least it's just a vacation home. And he goes, no, I'm actually living there. And I was like, all right. So I said, I can't get to you right away. I said, but at least let me come in, let me set this air scrubber, and it will actually lower the amount of particulates that are actually in the air. And I called him like a day later, and I says, how's your breathing? He's like, it's amazing the difference between now and when it was before. He said, I was coughing, and he goes, now the coughing is starting to go away. And I said, that's great to hear. And so it's really important to have somebody look at these things for homeowners, because it's scary,
mm-hmm.
Especially when you have little ones, anybody that has immune compromised system, anybody that's women that are pregnant, or, anybody that has little children, those are probably the biggest one, or elderly. They have the most health concerns.
Absolutely.
When it comes to those type of problems.
Well, even having a problem like that and having it, for so long, somebody that's perfectly healthy could, like you said, start to see health problems or breathing issues and things like that. And they might not even associate that or know that that's what is happening.
Some people have had issues and then they didn't know it until they left. Like, they went on vacation. They're like, man, I can breathe better. And then they come back home, like, all of a sudden, I don't feel good again. I feel like I felt when I was living here before.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay, there's something going on. So that's when you'd actually have that third party come in, and they'll actually do air samples, and they'll test the air, and then they'll actually take it to a lab, and then they'll actually find out what is in the air. So a particular home we were working on actually had a really bad mold problem. It started out as water damage. It happened on Christmas Day, so they couldn't get a hold of anybody initially.
Mm-hmm.
It went 4 days before they contacted me. So then we showed up, and we were like, okay, what's going on? And we knew there was more to it than what they were talking about. And so we ended up opening up some of the walls. And as soon as we opened it up and I stuck my head and look in there, there was already microbial growth growing everywhere.
Wow.
So we had to, like, completely stop the job and have that third party come in, and they wrote everything up, and they came back with a report. And generally with mold, usually you'll see penicillium and aspergillus is a type of mold that's very common in water damage job. And usually it's about 500 parts per million that's common. This house had over 10,000.
Man.
And so it was extremely bad. And so I informed the homeowner, said, hey, I want to set this machine, help start cleaning up the air while we're waiting for the rest of the report to come in to find out exactly what we're going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So then we ended up having to put the home in plastic and actually section off parts of the home before we can actually open up the rest of the house to expose that type of mold, because we don't want it to be affected the rest of the space.
Yeah.
So we got to really make sure we're knowing what we're doing.
Absolutely.
So we're not putting families at risk. And so that's why it's important that homeowners don't just start doing that themselves, because unfortunately, like, people don't understand, like, mold, it actually has this type of defensive mechanism in it. And it reminds me of like a dandelion. So as you, like, you would blow on it, those little bits and pieces go everywhere. The same thing happens with mold. If you go in there and try to just wipe it off the surface, those spores actually get released, and they'll just float around your house. And then they want to land on somewhere that's usually something that's wet or dirty. It has to have something for it to grow on.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't take those precautions and have those negative air machines and have, everything blocked off, that those things just go everywhere.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Well, especially in a basement, that's probably easy for it to find something damp or dirty, so to say.
Right.
So,
and also, if you start messing around with it, and the furnace is running. Well, the furnace just picks it up, and guess what? It just sucks it in the first, and it blows it all over your house.
Oh,
so now
no.
your whole home is affected.
Yeah.
So now you got to have the whole thing cleaned and disinfected. And so you've taken a simple thing that maybe only costs maybe a few thousand dollars. Well, now it's gone out the window. You know, you're talking, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to have a company come in and completely clean everything.
Yeah, I think that's also a really good point, is that if you see it and you see that it's happening, or you start to notice something like that, it's so important to take care of it now, even if you feel like, well, I'll do it soon, or I'll just scrub it with some bleach. I mean, I feel like I know a few people that have done that, you know,
yeah.
And it's like you said, it can become such a bigger issue that you don't want it to get there, and then you're wishing that you would have taken care of it when you first noticed it.
Yeah, like in one of our courses, the instructor was talking about a particular job that they were working on. A house was for sale, and what come to find out is the homeowner kept having this cleaning company come in, and they'd clean this wall.
Oh, no.
And then a few days later, the house is up for sale. People would walk in. Well, they'd notice this funky kind of odor smell, like mm-hmm. a musty smell coming from it. And they're like, there's something going on here. Then they would never be able to sell the home. And so they're having a hard time of figuring out what was causing the problem, because they kept cleaning it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because by the time it started showing up, because usually it takes a couple of days for that to come through the surface and then them to see it. And so they were like, we just don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And then they kept asking the homeowner some more questions. And then she finally kind of clued them into really what's going on. And so that's when they actually started opening up walls. And the mold was really, really bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was almost slimy.
Ooh.
And mold would keep growing and eating and breaking down the materials of like wood. And so it just keeps eating and regenerating, and it causes some serious...
It's almost like a parasite.
Yes,
you know, and
yeah.
And they're just growing and doing terrible things.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And people feel bad, you know, like when you come into their home, they always kind of feel, you know, like, oh, I wish you wouldn't have to see this mess,
yeah,
or see this.
Don't judge me.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I've seen a lot of different things,
yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't really affect me at
yeah.
all. It's like, I'm just here to help you. So let's just try to find out what's going on so we can get you back to where you need to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what is the best way to get in touch with you if I'm listening and I'm like, okay, I need to call Chad because I've got something he needs to look at.
Yeah, so we got a website actually you can go to, or you can actually call my cell phone number, or I actually have a 1-888-987-3264, or my cell number is 517-315-9159, or you can look us up online at One Source Solutions, LLC. And so we have a pretty good website that we just launched earlier this year. And so we've been just kind of trying to get that out there. And we do a lot of different fundraisers, different things that are coming up in the community. You'll see us out there. I think the Cascades Humane Society will be out there for that one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hand out waters and things
nice.
Out to people that... because they'll have like, I think they have like a dog walk and things of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to help people out the best we can.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And like you said, you're family owned and you've been around since, what, 2007?
Yeah, we started out with just a DBA just back then. And I worked for a few different companies throughout the years, different construction companies, some plumbing companies that I worked for. And then I finally decided to just kind of go out on my own. And then when I got doing the construction, we started really running into a lot more water damage jobs that we started seeing. And back then, you know, if you don't have the experience, the knowledge, you would just treat it as a regular job. And so you were exposing these families to all kinds of health problems, and you didn't even know it,
mm-hmm.
you know, unfortunately. There's another gentleman that does restoration, and he kind of clued me into it, and it perked my interest. And so 5 years ago is when I first started my very first class, and then that's kind of like what got the ball rolling. And then so every year we've been just, you know, I've been taking more classes every single year, except for during COVID, you know, because there was nothing else going on.
Yeah.
So we spent a few years just kind of hunker down, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then once things kind of started opening back up, then we started getting back out there and taking some more classes. So.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this is such like an intimate, you know, you're coming in when, like you said, if someone has had a serious fire or they have some water damage in their basement, that's like a crisis moment for someone, you know? So,
yeah. And when you show up, you know, they're not usually in the best of mindset, you know, they're pretty upset. And I can understand, I had water damage on my own home, and I can feel for these people mm-hmm. now that I've experienced that on my own and how that felt. You feel very helpless yeah. during that time, and you wonder, how far is this going to go and how much is this going to cost me? But luckily for myself, we already had all the equipment and everything. So we were able to just take care of it.
You already knew exactly what to do.
Yeah.
See, now people will know to call you. They'll say, okay, I need to call Chad at One Source Solutions because he's been around. He knows how to, you know, he's a professional. He's an expert in the field. He yep. knows what to do. I can trust him to come in and do the best job possible. So I'm calling Chad.
Yeah, and we appreciate that very much so.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you're doing great work. And like you said, you can't really find something like that around here where they have as much experience and they're taking all these courses that is just building, you know, your certifications. And that's so awesome. So awesome. I love that.
Yeah, we just want to make sure we're we're taking care of everybody and that we're just not complacent. We want to make sure that we stay ahead of what's going on. So if there's something new coming out, we're going to find out about it. If there's a new technique or some information, we just want to stay ahead of that and make sure that we're providing that service to our homeowners and customers.
And that's huge. And, you know, I want a reputable company to come in and help me in my time of need, and someone that's been around and who's investing in himself and his company and his employees to make sure that everyone has the most knowledge possible. That's who I'm calling.
Right.
So
yep.
Awesome. What does the process look like? Say I reached out to you. What does the process look like to get a job started? Like you said, you do remodelings and things like that too.
Yeah. The restoration part of it generally will show up, see what's going on. I always ask a homeowner if they have actually contacted their insurance company. And if not, then we'll help them get that process started. Generally, what we'll want to do is we usually will set equipment up just to try to keep it from getting worse, because we don't want to do a bunch of things and then the insurance company comes back and says, oh, by the way, Mrs. Smith isn't covered for, you know, XYZ, and we've already done that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they're going to have to pay out of pocket. So we really want to make sure that things are in place before we really get started. Then once the adjuster gets a hold of us, then we kind of talk things out, figure out what needs to be done. And most times they're just going to say, you know what, Chad, just go ahead and get started and do whatever needs to be taken care of, especially if they have enough coverage. And then we're going to do that part of it. And then once that part is done, the remediation is the other end of it is when we want to put everything back. And so that's where being a licensed builder is very helpful, because you know where things need to be. So you know what codes are, and you're bringing in the inspectors to say, hey, this is what had happened. This is what we're going to do. And so we pull all the permits, everything that needs to be done, and then we work with other subcontractors as far as like the heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, to get those things up to code too. So that's kind of how the process works out. And so we work with the homeowner the whole process, all the way through from the beginning all the way to the end. So with One Source Solutions, you don't have to go anywhere else. We are here to take care of you from the beginning to the end. So
that's very awesome. And I just want to re-note how important it is that you have someone that is licensed and insured and is pulling permits and getting inspectors involved, because yes, you can call your cousin who, you know, does it on the side or whatever and will come in and help when they can, but you know, there's things that could be missed. And
the sad part is every time we get into a job, there's always something that's wrong. I mean, it's like, you know, the previous owner or friend helped them out or whatever. And then I see all the structural things are wrong with the home. Like seriously, like there's problems with like a main beam that's like carrying a load and it's not even braced correctly. You know what I mean? And so, you know, the flag goes up. I'm like, oh, well, we have to fix that. And then the homeowners are like, well, it was that way before. I'm like, I understand that. I said, but when we come in, I said, because I touched it, I said, I have to bring it up to code. And then the inspector is going to come in. He's going to look at it. And he won't even let that pass.
Yeah.
So it has to be done a certain way. And I'm like really good standing with the inspectors in town through like the city of Jackson. And so I want to keep that way. And so they know what to expect from me and they know what they're going to get. And so I always go above and beyond. So I don't do minimal code. I go above and beyond. And I make sure that these things are never going to come back and have an issue again.
That's huge.
Yeah. So we just, you know, like I said, we go above and beyond and make sure everybody's being taken care of.
Absolutely. I mean, how many times have we done like a temporary fix on our house and then it ends up costing us way more in the long run, you know?
Right.
It's like fix it right the first
time.
That's
right. And that's how I've always been, is like I want to make sure it's done right the first time because I don't want to have to come back and have to fix that problem because then it looks bad on me.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, this guy didn't even know what he was doing. He had to come back and fix, you know, a certain problem. But if you would have done it correctly the first time with permits, you would have done it right the first time because they're going to come in and check it. And if it's not done up to code, well, you're going to have to fix it anyway. So it really protects the homeowner, protects us. And
absolutely.
So, yeah, it's a great thing.
And if you're not licensed or something like that, there might be things that you don't even know you're not doing correctly.
Right.
You know, you've just always done it that way, or that's how somebody taught you. So you have no idea that it's not even correct.
That's correct. That's very true. Yep.
So.
And that happens quite often, too. And so, you know, Dad did it a certain way, like you were saying, and you know, it's worked like that so long, you know what I mean? And they're like, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. And we understand, but we're gonna take care of it the way it needs to be.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. So are there any open positions at OneSource?
Yeah, so we're super busy. So I actually joined this B&I group. It's called Profits Horizon. We actually meet at Christoph's every week. And so our group is about 30 strong right now. And we're doing a little bit over like $1 million a year in business to each other. Our goal is to be like a $2 million company.
That's awesome.
But our business has really grown since joining that group. We are looking for some contractors, some guys that kind of know a little bit about everything, you know, which is a very hard thing to find right now.
Mm-hmm.
Both my sons work for me, and so they're coming along really well, but I really need some additional help. So if anybody's out there that can read a tape measure and follow instructions and is good with their hands and give us a shout. I'd really like to bring you on.
Yeah, absolutely. What was that phone number one more time?
The best way to call me is be my cell would be 517-315-9159. Or you can email me at chadonesource@yahoo.com.
And that's the number one.
That's correct.
Not spelled one, but the number.
That's right, like 1, 2, 3.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, how awesome. I'm so glad you came on because you're perfect for Harvesting Jackson's Best. You know, you really are doing really great I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but you're killing it out there, and I'm so happy you're local, and I'm glad that we can get the message out that you're here and you're ready to work.
That's right. So give us a shout.
Join
the team.
We'll
help you out.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Well, is there anything else you want to touch on before we go?
No, that'd be pretty much it.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Well, this wraps up another episode of Harvesting Jackson's Best. Thank you to our listeners, and thank you, Chad, for joining us today.
And thank you.
Yeah. You guys have a great day, and we will see you next week.